Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, this is the night that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you are all on the line. I have many of my military friends. I have some friends in the community. I have some friends who are in state, out of state. I have some of my great, humble co-hosts who are listening in. There are so many people who are listening in. Thank you so much for tuning in at this particular hour. Wow, it is 10:01 Central Standard Time, 11:01 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have our needs and wants experiment, revelation. We're going to see a power, the move of God. In other words, we're going to see the move of God. And we're going to start with Psalm 136, and we're going to read Psalm 136 in its entirety. And then we're going to go into what God calls a restoration. Write there down, a restoration. He says we're restoring our souls before we ask for a renewal. He said we must be restored before we ask for a renewal. He said you must be restored before you ask for a renewal. And we're going to go through that process. Then after we go through that process, then we're going to, of course, pray and go through our needs and wants. And then we're going to listen to some music, maybe one or two songs, and then we're going to call it a night. But we're under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and we have to listen to the Holy Spirit as he ministers unto us. All right? Psalm 136, we're going to read this in its entirety. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for a heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even inherited unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136 in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy, holy word. God says that we need to be restored before we are renewed. Amen. When we talk about the restoration of the Holy Spirit, we're speaking of letting things go. We're speaking of a mindset in which you clear your mind of things that are hindering you from focusing on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You open up your ears so that you can hear our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you extend your heart so that you can accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are some people who have already accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some people have accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ many years ago. And then there are some people who come on the ministry because they feel comfortable in their own homes and they have not accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you open up your heart, you will be able to experience some of the pleasures of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you must open up your heart to our Lord and Savior, excuse me, Jesus Christ. At this particular time, I want you to just take a deep breath, relax, whatever relax looks like in your home or wherever you are. Excuse me. I want you to relax. And I want you to know that this particular ministry is a ministry that ministers to your soul. It makes you feel better. I tell you what, when you come on this ministry, you will never leave the same. Amen. You will leave better. You will leave greater. And you will leave with God's power because God is powerful. So I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to just close your eyes for a second. And I want you to imagine that you are in the presence of God. And you are still in the land of the living, but you're in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are sitting before his feet. And the Lord is looking at you, and the Lord is smiling down on you because you've been coming to the ministry. You've even accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Now you even begin to go to the church, and you've become active in the church, praise God. And God is asking you at this particular time, what is it, my child, that troubles you? What is it that troubles you? Is it a person? Is it a thing? Is it your finances? What is it that troubles you? And I want you to think about that question. And God says that we are to not put a limit on what we are able to ask for. God says this is a two-hour ministry. And God says he wants people to speak to him and to communicate with him and talk to him. So I want you to tell the Lord right now all about your troubles, whatever they are, and let the Lord know so that he can take those troubles off of you so that you can be restored, so that we can receive a renewal of the Spirit, because God is getting ready to dispense your blessing. God says it's less than 6 weeks. God is getting ready to dispense your blessing. And God forbid that any of you carry a lot of weight where you cannot enjoy the blessing because you're still worried about things that happened in the past and things that you're holding on to. So I want you, I'm going to give you some time. I want you to just, you're at the feet of God, and God just asks you the question. He says, what is it? He says, what is it, my child, that is hindering you from sleeping at night? What is it that is hindering you from coming unto God, accepting God as your Lord and Savior? What is it that's hindering you from having, from wanting to get up and go to work, or from wanting to get up and go to school? What is it? What is the problem? What is the situation? God says, bring all of your burdens unto me and leave them there. So I'm going to be quiet for a second, and I'm going to give you time to just speak to God. Speak to God. He is your Father, and he cares about what you have to say. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We are going to get ready to pray unto God because we serve a big God. We're going to get ready to pray unto God. We're going to get ready to pray unto God. And when we pray unto God, I want you to really begin to thank God for lifting those burdens. We're going to pray unto God. And when we pray, I want you to know that God hears your despairing cry. There are a lot of people who are going through things. People who are depressed, they're sad, they're upset, they're hurt. A lot of people, believe it or not, and it's not just normal people, it's people who have made it, per se. It's people who have everything that they need as far as the world is concerned, but God says you're missing some things in the spiritual kingdom. And so we're going to listen to the center of my joy, and we're going to pray unto God that we be restored so that we can be renewed. God says, you know, we need to be restored so that we can become renewed, renewed in the spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so as we prepare the music, I want you to really begin to thank God for whatever you ask him for, because God is going to take those burdens off of you. He's going to lift those burdens off of you tonight. And so we have to be ready, because God is getting ready to do some great things. Amen? So we're going to pray unto God. This is The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And I want you to put your hand on your chest, and I want you to, this time God says, look up towards the hills from which cometh thy help, because all of our help comes from him. He says there's no sorrow that he can't heal. There is nothing in this world that is bigger than him. There is no void in your life that he cannot fix. He says there are so many things that is happening that people are losing focus of God because of things, and people are happening and events are happening. And put your hand on your chest, because we serve a true and living God. And I want you to begin to thank God for those burdens that he's lifted off your chest, off your heart. And God wants me to talk us through this thing. And when you lift those burdens, you can't take them back. We're not Indian givers, amen? So when you lift those burdens, whatever it is, whether it's you're grieving, you're sorrowful, you're depressed, you're angry, somebody said something to you, somebody looked at you wrong, God says let it go. You're still mad at somebody from 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Somebody made you mad yesterday and you're still mad at them. You know, somebody made you mad, you're talking about them, and it's just not right, people. We have to be able to love our neighbor, and that's probably the hardest thing for some people, because when people do you wrong, it's hard to find that unconditional love that Jesus has taught us. But God says that as children of God, he says this world is evil and we must be the beacon. We must be the light of this dark world. And so with that being said, I want us to go into prayer and let's ask God to come into our lives and consecrate our hearts and renew our spirits. Amen. Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to lie down this morning and rise, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to keep us in your care, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for blessing us as you helped us to travel down these dangerous streets and byways. And you kept us, Lord, up until this present moment. And for that, we say thank you, Heavenly Father. There are so many people who come on this ministry from all over the world, Lord. Those who are in their valley moments, those who are in their mountain experiences, and those who are undecided. But, Lord, we thank you for the indecisiveness. We thank you for those who come and need to be lifted up. We thank you for those who are on the mountain who need to help someone who's down, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus with this ministry, continue to be a ministry that edifies and magnifies who you are, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we bless you, Heavenly Father, for all of the open doors, and we bless you for the closed doors, Lord, because we know that you hold our will up in your hand, Heavenly Father, and we say thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, as we go throughout this week, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to be beacons and lights for this dark world, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be the instruments that are used, Heavenly Father. Bless us, Heavenly Father, and take care of us, Heavenly Father, and help us, Lord, to continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. And now, Lord, as we go from restoration to renewal, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, all of the needs and wants, Lord, we thank you in advance for those being met, Lord, and we ask will we continue to look up unto you, Lord, and continue, Lord, to be in your care, Lord. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, Lord, and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good reports, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are still praying, Heavenly Father, and keeping the faith no matter what, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to help us, Lord Jesus, to be role models. Continue to help us to change our temperaments and to be instruments and to be used by you and to be more like you, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. And we ask with this ministry and this segment be something that is pleasing in your sight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And we have moved from restoration to renewal. We have moved from restoration to renewal. There must be a renewal or a renewing of the spirit. And speaking of renewing, I want you to go ahead and take out a sheet of paper, or for those of you who may just want to visualize your needs and wants, that's fine as well. But take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to divide your paper up into needs and wants. Needs and wants. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play Near the Cross, because I want to remind people that Jesus went on the cross because he loved us unconditionally, because he wanted us to live a good life, a prosperous life. He wanted us to experience the valley moments and the mountain experiences, but he also wanted us to remember that he is the one that is able to keep us through any of the experiences that we have. So in between your needs and wants, I just want you to put God right in between your needs and wants. And this time, we're going to listen to a 7-minute, 49-second song, Near the Cross. And I want you to write down, as God is speaking, write down the needs, your needs, and your wants. Now, God says that you have an unlimited number of needs and wants, which means that you can ask for anything that you want or you need. But I caution you once again, make sure that any need or want, make sure that you are ready to receive it. Do not ask God for anything that you're not ready to receive, because you're going to receive it. Now, many of you say, but what if it's not in the will of God? I'm going to tell you like this. The Lord knows every breath we take. He knows every hair that's in our head. God knows when we are ready, and he knows when we're not ready. So, anything that you ask of God, I want to make sure that you are ready. Meaning, some of you are asking for businesses, million-dollar businesses. Are you ready for that challenge? Are you ready? Do you know who your people are, who you're going to hire? You have to be ready, because God is going to give it to you. I'm telling you, God is going to give it to you. When God says something, he's going to do it. Now, God says we ask amiss sometimes, because some people, right, some people ask for things just because someone else has it. God says that this is a personal thing. We're not competing. We're not doing any of that. We're not trying to keep up with the Joneses or anyone else. God says focus on him and focus on the needs and wants. Now, another way in which we miss our blessing is if we are selfish. Charity starts at home. Under your needs and wants, if you have any family members that you know of that you want to intercede and put needs and wants under that category, you want to put their names, that's fine. Put it under there. But don't just make all the needs and wants about what you need and want, because God says it is unlimited and he says that you have merited faith. So make sure that as we listen to the 7-minute, 49-second song, make sure that you put as many needs and wants as you would like. When the music is over, we're going to stop, okay? We're going to stop. And then God's going to take us through a process where we select our top 7. God says 7 means complete, okay? So we're going to select our top 7, all right? And we're going to pray over it again. We're going to pray over it again. This is about communicating with God, having a relationship. Now, somebody's asking right now, but I don't have a relationship with God, but I really like the way God took care of me today. That's fine. God says that once you begin to be exposed to him and taste and see that he's good, God says then you begin to accept him and you begin to accept his favor and his grace and mercy, and finally you surrender unto him. So it's fine. Many of us are in different walks of life. Some of us have already accepted God. Some of us are thinking about accepting God, and some of us have just accepted God. So God says it doesn't matter. If you're here, you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be on the Love, Live, Jesus ministry, our Free to Love show. You're supposed to be here. So with that being said, all right, I want you to put your needs on the left side, your wants on the right side, and in the middle of those, I want you to put God, because God is always the center. He keeps us balanced. He's always the center of everything, all right? And so I'm going to play near the cross, and I want you to think about yourself, your family, your friends. Think about all of those needs and wants and begin writing. You may begin now.
That cross death upwards shall fountain free, O Lord, you are a healing tree. They tell me can't you hear me singing? Come on. In the cross, wonderful Jesus. In the
And I want to remind you, as you was writing down all of your needs and wants and remembering that God is in the center of everything, amen, God gave me another song. And when you're in the ministry, when you're in the teaching, and God is really blessing, you have to be obedient unto God. Amen? Amen. And so the next song I want to play that the Lord revealed is entitled, I Know the Lord Will Make a Way. Now, I want you to keep your list. Keep your list. We serve a good God. Amen. God is speaking. We serve a good God. And some of you put some things on there that you kind of was a little iffy about because you didn't think that you should receive it or you're not going to receive it. But I'm telling you, if you put it on your list, God is going to give it according to his will and according to the time. Now, we're going to hear, I Know the Lord Will Make a Way. And as that song is playing, I want you to look over your needs and wants, and remembering that God is in the center, I want you to look over those. If you need to add more needs or more wants, then do so. Some of you have added several pages, and I want you to keep in mind that you must remain focused. And when I say remain focused, when you ask God for something, make sure that you're able to handle it. If you're asking God for patience, amen, and you pray for something and the Lord have you to wait, just know that you are the one that asked for patience. It's very important. If you ask to open up a new business, praise God, make sure that you're ready to do so. The key word is being ready. God has shown me a lot of people get into relationships and marriages and they're not ready and they don't last because, first of all, it wasn't in God's timing, and second of all, we didn't keep God at the center. So you have to make sure that whatever you do, whether it's a business, whether it's a career change, whether it's a, you know, a health issue, whatever it is, make sure that you're ready for what is to come. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress it enough. God is going to answer your prayers. If you're on this line, you're strategically on this line. If you hear this particular segment, God sent you here to hear the segment. These things will happen. Some of these things have already happened. God has already opened some doors. So I'm telling you right now, whatever you put on your list, if you don't want that to happen, then this is your time off the list. Because there's a song entitled, I Know the Lord Will Make a Way Somehow, by Bishop Carlton Pearson. And I'm telling you, the Lord can give you everything plus more on the list. I didn't fill up my page because I put the needs and wants, and I know that God is going to give the needs and the wants for the people and for myself, whom I listed on here. I already know that. So if you put a lot of things down in your grocery list, in your blessed list, I want you to just know that you should be ready to receive it. That's all I have to say. Now we're going to hear, I Know the Lord Will Make a Way. And this is your chance and your opportunity to look over your list one last time and to take out or to keep in, because this song is true. I do know the Lord will make a way. Then after we do that, we're not going to take anything off the list. We're not going to, God is speaking to number 7. But with the number 7, God says complete. God says once this list is completed after this song, we're going to thank God. We're going to point and just thank God. Say, thank you, God. 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 We're just going to point to our needs and wants. And then at the end, we're going to say, Lord, you are the center of my needs and wants. Then we're going to play a song, and that song is entitled, It's Your Season. And then I will come with the announcements, okay? All right, so get out your list, and if you thought about this list in your head, that's fine, too. Just go over it in your head. But we're going to hear, I Know the Lord Will Make a Way Somehow, because everything you listed on there, it's already done. Amen? God has already paid the price. Here we go.
It was in April of 1977. God began to speak to me, and I sort of went off into a little sleep, and I saw Bishop Mason walk in the room, my bedroom. Now, mind you, the man died in 1971. I was 1961. I was born 1953. He came to San Diego once, and I wasn't even 10 years old. I might have been 6 or 7. I don't remember the year he came. So I saw him, and the place was so packed, they took, as soon as he walked in, they took all the children out. So I just had a very slight glance of him. They took the children out so the adults could sit. That's all I saw, was his name. But I heard him pray. I heard that album when I was a little boy. It was 78. My mom and dad had it in our home. Now they've come out with various cassettes, but I heard it just before my grandmother died. I used to get up every morning at 9 o'clock, every morning early before the bus came to get us, and go into the den, and I would dress in the den with an electric heater in the country and listen to him pray and Mahalia Jackson sing. I dreamed that I went to a city called heaven. Shirley Caesar was singing, and we'll go sweeping through that city. All those, she had those little 45s. I was listening to all that music, and I'd leave my den and run across. Sometimes I'd be in there so overcome with weeping, and I'm telling you, a 9-year-old boy, I'd be so overcome with weeping till I'd forget to go to the bus stop. The bus would come down to where our house was on the corner and toot the horn, and I'd run out there with my eyes puffy and red, and I told them kids I got a whipping because I didn't want them to know I was praying. Isn't that something? Well, in 1977, he walked in my room at the close of the day, sat on the foot of my bed in this dream, and he spoke to me all night long. And early in the morning, just before the sun arose, he got up and quietly walked out. Just as he disappeared through the doorway, he turned to me and he made this statement. Remind the saints of the hope. And I woke up out of my sleep. And that's the only thing I remember him saying. I don't know what else he said, but I remember him saying, remind the saints of the hope. All of these songs that we're singing, we're dealing with a generation, listen to me clearly, who's coming out of Egypt, wandering in the wilderness. Many wilderness wanderers will not enter the land of promise. They don't understand the music, they don't understand the style, they don't understand the culture. And God is concerned about them, that element of the saints. He said, remind them of the hope. Because they feel lost. Many of their great leaders have passed away. Those old bishops and preachers and state models and district missionaries and praying models, they're all gone. And if they were here, they would not understand a lot of what's going on today. Many of them are depressed and weary. So the Lord said, remind the saints of the hope. He spoke that through that dream. But I believe God is using these songs and the spirit in these songs, most of whose authors we cannot find, these songs, to remind that little mama that all she knows how to do is groan. She's not going to understand Greek and Hebrew. She's not understand this new theology, this liberation theology. She's not going to understand a Kirk Franklin song, and she might not even understand some of Fred's songs. She might not understand some of Alvin's songs and some of the new songs that we all enjoy so much. They don't relate to it all together. So we reach back and just hold her hand. They won't cross over. They're not ready to go over. They're not ready for war. They still have a slave mentality because they were slaves and they prayed us through. They were midwives to this generation. Are you hearing me? It's only becoming clearer to me now what God meant, what he said through that vision and vision with Bishop Mason. Remind the saints of the hope. Nudge somebody and say, I'm here to remind you of the hope. All is not lost. Your best days are yet to come. Hallelujah. So we had to sing songs like this. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. You ever heard that one? God bless it. I know the Lord will make a way. and that one's for me. Come on.
That's
my song. And I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he'll make a way for me and for you. Jesus will see you. Take us all the way back to the church. Oh, yes.
That was Bishop Carlton Pearson. I know the Lord will make a way. Amen. Now, take out your list. Or think about your list. And you have your needs and your wants, and you have God as the center. Because in order for our life to be centered and for us to reach success and to have our needs and wants met, we must have a source, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On yesterday on the ministry, we learned that we should put all of our trust and belief in God. Amen? And so I want you to look at each one of your items on your list of needs and wants, and I want you to begin to thank God. Just go down and touch each one of them with your finger, not with a pen, with your finger, and say, thank you, Lord. All right, we are going to conclude our section for tonight with It's Your Season to Be Blessed. Amen, because God made a promise and you stood the test. He's going to open up a window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. You're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field, you're blessed coming out, you're blessed going in. He's going to open up the window and pour you out a blessing. Amen. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I caution you, and you're going to have to pray about this, I caution you, do not ask God for something you're not ready for. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right. We're going to listen to This Your Season by Mr. Norman Hutchinson. Then I'm going to conclude this part of the ministry and thank God. Then we're going to go into our announcements. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus show, where Jesus shines with love, and the Afrida Love show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
To be blessed, God made you a promise. You should have kept. He's gonna open the window and draw you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. The windows of heaven. For you are a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test.
He's gonna open the window.
Windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed.
I've been through the fire.
I've been through the flood.
But I'm standing here
because of His word. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. It's your season
to be blessed.
God made you a promise. You stood the test. Windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season.
Too much to give up.
It's your season.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Somebody say yes it is. Somebody say what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Amen. That was It's Your Season to Be Blessed by Mr. Norman Hutchins. Amen. I want you to go ahead and thank God in advance. And we're going to pray as we conclude this section. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to be able to label our needs and wants, remembering that you are the center of everything that we do and everything that we say, Heavenly Father. We thank you in advance for the top of the list all the way to the bottom, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine grace and mercy, Heavenly Father. And we ask that in your own timing, would you relinquish each one of these blessings, each one of these concerns that we have brought forth before you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your divine power for moving right now in some lives, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the acceptance of people who have accepted you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the people who are thinking about accepting you, and we thank you for the people who have come onto the ministry who have already accepted you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, if there is someone who is lost, someone who is looking for you, would you help them to find you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this show. We thank you for all of the guests and the co-hosts and everyone who's on the show tonight. We praise God for you, and we ask for more to come in order to hear the word of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this week, and we consecrate this week, Heavenly Father. We consecrate and declare this week to be a holy week, a week that is filled with so many surprises, great surprises, that's filled with favor, grace, and mercy, that's filled with magnifying who you are and glorifying who you are, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as we relinquish this prayer, Lord, but never for your sight, we ask with the duration of this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And we have some announcements to make. And I want to play this song, God's Got a Blessing, as we go over the announcements, all right? Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to reach out to me on LinkedIn and Facebook. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, journalists, media. Just reach out to me, community leaders, because I would love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. We have some great people coming on from NBC and some great gospel artists and some actors and actresses that's coming on to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love to allow us to see the power of God through their acting or through their gifts. So please be sure to reach out. I would love to connect with you. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you go to this particular website. We're going over the websites because we have some new joiners today. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. alfreda.hubpages.com. Miss Vivica Fox is right there waiting to greet you. Amen. And so we have television and TV shows. We have celebrities. We have effective presentations. We have social life in school. We have teaching. We have personal health information and self-help, activism, Christianity, radio, of course, social issues. We have blues. We have politics and political science. We have the mother-child bond. And we have many, many, many more things to come. So please, please, please check out alfreda.hubpages.com. In addition to that, go to alfredaloveshow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com. You will see the homepage, number one gospel show in my house. Amen. If you need a speaker, just click on that particular button right there, and you will see a bio. If you go to Love Radio, you will be right there in the presence of the radio station. Amen. Go ahead and click on it because I want everybody to see this. Go ahead and click on Love Radio. Love Radio. You'll see where it says live. If you go all the way down, you have to scroll down, you will see the many ministries and interviews and shows that we've had the opportunity to hold here on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Afrida Love Show. And I want you to scroll all the way down, and you will see some titles such as Who Do You Believe In? You will see, you will see Meet Miss Afrida Gerald, Believe in Magic, Gospel Phoebe Hines, Love's Top 15. You'll see a plethora of shows that I want you to watch and I want you to hear. And if you go down here, you'll see some numbers. And if you want to see any of those particular shows or ministries, just tap into those numbers. Once again, I'm going to comment. If you want to make a comment, please do so in the box, just like on Facebook. I'm going to put, God has a blessing for you. Amen. So right there, you can just type that in and you can post it. I will see your comment. Amen. I will see all of your comments. So be sure to do that. If you want to follow, if you go down where that picture is, that small picture with me sitting in the chair, you'll see a follow button. Just click on that follow button. You can connect with me through Facebook or Twitter when I say that I'm speaking about following. And you, what will happen is the ministry will email you every time we have a show. Okay, you will receive an email or an update so that you'll know when the show is. And also, I will have it on the Facebook page as well. So if you want to follow, you may do so. In addition to that, let's go back. Let's go to Love's Interview. If you click on Love's Interview on the last interview, you'll know a little bit about the radio station and the community and a little bit more about me. School Tutorial Site, these are some sites that we will have. We're going to add some lessons in there as well. But these are the services that we also have with the Afrida Love Show, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Upcoming events, we have the National Book Festival. If you click on the National Book Festival, right, you will be taken to a video, and you can hear it in the background. Here it is, right here.
October 22nd through 24th, 2015 in Houston, Texas. The full festival package, which includes all seminars, featured author sessions, exhibits, Thursday reception, Friday breakfast and power lunch, and Saturday breakfast, is only $95 per person. Plus, there are book giveaways, door prizes, and more. General admission, which includes the seminars, featured author sessions and exhibits without any meals, is absolutely free. Don't miss this weekend of literary exchange and enjoyment. Register for the full festival package at www.nationalblackbookfestival.com or toll free at 1-800-340-5454.
All right, so the festival is coming up, as you all know, and it's coming up this week. And so please be sure, if you're in Houston, Texas, or close by, to stop by. I will have a table, a spiritual guide to go, as well as a seminar on Saturday. All right, I'll have a seminar on Saturday, and I'm speaking about servant leadership, and I'm speaking about the acronym FOCUS. All right, servant leadership as it relates to the spiritual guide on the go. Amen? All right, about the venue. You know, this is a radio station. This is a media outlet. It started off as Blog Talk Radio, then God blessed it. It's the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, Afrida Love Show. And what I do is I basically have conversation with people from all over the world, especially in the gospel genre, actors, actresses. I believe that any type of music is from God. The ability to sing music, the ability to play music. Now, when people add all of these other things into music, that is contrary to what we should really hear. The talent still comes from God. However, to add any of the music comes from the flesh. And so I still believe that God is over everything, and he's over the talent. So I cover a lot of music. I love music, actors, actresses. You'll hear a lot of entertainment interviews as well as entertainment events that we attend. We always try to cover those events. We're media for those events. And, of course, photography, because I want my listeners and I want the people who watch this particular ministry from all over the world to be individuals, okay? As far as the upcoming events, once again, we have the National Book Festival in Houston, Texas. I have the for being one of the authors there, a spiritual guide on the go. What we're going to do for all of you participants, we're going to have an interactive workshop in which I'm going to tell you a little bit about the book, the guide, and we're going to go through some activities. And the Holy Spirit's going to lead those activities. And you're going to enjoy it. You're going to really enjoy that session because I really believe in servant leadership. I believe in serving God and serving others. My mission and purpose is to serve others. And so you will have a great time at that workshop. So please stop by that workshop at 3 p.m. I want to see each and every one of you at 3 p.m. because I need to learn from you, and you can learn from me as well. 3 p.m., stop by, say hi, listen to the seminar. We're going to have a great time. Amen? Amen. And so, as I said before, with the venue, we cover a plethora of things. God has blessed us to be able to touch bases with entertainers and, you know, especially the gospel ministry. And the Afrita Love Show really tailors towards the interviews with entertainment, and then the Blog Talk Radio, which is also in conjunction with the Afrita Love Show, really focuses on the gospel. And so the whole mission and purpose of this company or business is gospel and entertainment, because all of these things come from God. God is the total source, and I want people to know about the blessings that God has given unto the people, okay? So remember that to come and see me on Friday and Saturday in Houston, Texas. Come see me. Come say hi. I'm going to have my cards, and I want to connect with you, and also we'll get to that about December 18th. But please be sure to stop by, and not only stop by my table, but stop by the other authors, because they're going to be some great authors, and I'm going to actually visit their tables as well. So we're going to visit just everybody's table. That's my whole goal. All right. As far as location and contact, contact information, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I also have a box here. You can put your name, your email. Check here to receive email updates. You can put the subject in a message if you want to contact me or you have an event. I would love to hear about it. So you can use this space. This is just for you. Or you can call me on my business phone at 254-744-6616. I would love to hear from you. Okay? Gospel artists in the industry, be sure to support our gospel artists. I love these gospel artists, I tell you. I've been able to attend some of their events as media, and some of these gospel artists I know personally, and I would like to get to know many more. But be sure to support these gospel artists. When you see these faces, they really minister into our soul. I continue to say that. The Love Lift Jesus Ministry really supports gospel artists because, as I said before, when I play these songs, a lot of people say that these songs really minister to their soul, and these songs are gifts from God. Right here are many different links you can connect with me from. And so we have LinkedIn, of course. So you click on LinkedIn. And what you can do is you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Okay, I have a couple of messages here. I will answer your messages in the next 2 hours because I'll be up. I would like for you to also just check out some of the updates. I'm going to be sending messages, especially about the talent show. Doesn't matter where you are, I want you to attend the talent show. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Okay, so let's get out of LinkedIn, which means click on the back arrow. Spiritual guide, if you want to purchase a spiritual guide from Amazon before the workshop, you can. Okay, you can purchase it before the workshop, but I will also have some books there. Then, of course, the articles. These are some articles we've written, and if you want to go back to the radio station, here's the button. Just click on it, okay? All right. Let's go. We have our consultants, some of our consultants. If you want to know the bio for the consultants and we're adding more, then just click on our names. Speaking topics. Here are some speaking topics that we have. School Matters, Cool Classrooms, Research-Based Practices for Classroom Management, Bully-Proofing Schools, an Innovative Way to Create Campus Culture. Health Matters, Control Your Metabolism, Move Something. Leadership, 5 Habits of Successful People, Ushering in Success to Your Life, Focus. F is for Focus, O is for Omitted Negative Thoughts, C is for Communication, U is for Understanding Key Principles, and S is for Standing on the Right Side. And this is actually going to be part of my presentation. Praise God. Motivating the Team, No Team Member Left Behind, How Does One Give Value of Each Person in the Organization, Purpose, Goals, and Expectations. Then we talk about religion. Your church is within the heart. What is inside your heart? We talk about relationship, religion, and relief. Burdens are temporary things. Amen? Amen. All right. Then, of course, here are some other articles, the same articles that you saw before. Then my author corner, I'm adding more authors. I have a couple more who have joined. And if you're already on this list, the author list, feel free to send some of your friends because I want this page filled with books because it's very important to read books. Then health and human performance, we are actually in the process of putting videos on that particular page, okay? All right, so let's get out of here. I want to introduce you. If you go to Facebook, if you want to connect with me, if you go to Facebook and if you type in ALFR, go ahead and do that. If you type in ALFREDA, okay, love, you will get two Facebook pages, all right? That's personal Facebook pages. If you want to connect with me, you can click on either one, Afridi Manya Love or Afrida Love. I'm the same person. Click on either one, and I will accept your friend request, okay? I want you to also look at Love's Comedy and Entertainment when you type in Afridi Love, and I want you to look at some of the information on that page. If you like that page, then please like that page. As I said before, I have so many social media networks, and you can like that page. And I'm also going to add that page on to theafridaloveshow.com, okay? So don't worry about that, trying to find it. I'm going to add it on. But another page of mine is Love's Comedy and Entertainment. With this particular page, for instance, when I go Friday and Saturday to Houston, Texas, I am going to take pictures and I'm going to write about the experience, and I'm going to post it on that particular page because it's part of entertainment, okay? If you go to the ministry, Love's Media and Event Coverage, same thing. I'm going to post it on Love's Media and Event Coverage, especially a lot of pictures and any type of information concerning events. I'm going to post it on this particular page. For instance, the Janet Jackson announcement, I'm going to post it on this page, the event page. So you'll be able to keep up with your favorite artists on that page. All right. If you go to the Love of Jesus Ministry, a lot of people connect with me on LinkedIn or on Facebook for the Love of Jesus Ministry, but this is the official page, and I need to start updating it. It will be active as of tomorrow, God's will. With this particular page, I'm going to start putting the ministries on here and any type of interviews I have with individuals so that you can also find the interviews here. But this particular website will also go on the AfridaLoveShow.com page, okay? So you don't have to surf around for it, all right? I have a lot of social media sites. Okay, so be sure to look at that. And then another page that I have is entitled, I Got to Have Faith in Promoting Education. And with this particular title, I always put the books, some books that I've read, or we'll have videos, or I'll put something about the hub pages. I'm going to put information, and I'm going to update all these pages because I see that a lot of people come on this page, this particular page, okay? And so be sure to check out all of these pages that I'm going to add to ourfreedoloveshow.com. All right? All right. Be sure to get your calendars out. I'm going to give you time to get your calendars. I want you to mark December 18th. December 18th at 6 p.m. is the talent show. December 18th at 6 p.m. And we're going to get an article in the paper as well. I am still accepting submissions. I have many submissions, but I'm accepting submissions. As I said before, I can have four or five acts per age level. Okay? And so I'm going to have all that information on my Facebook page and on all of my social media websites because October 31st is the last day for the submissions. Then November to December, we're going strong promoting, okay? Now, for those of you who are coming from out of town, such as Dallas, Fort Worth, out of state, I will give you hotel information. I'm going to give you hotel information, okay? So be sure to check that out on my page as well. All right, so December 18th, 6 p.m., the Bellmead Civic Center is the place to be, 6 p.m. Now, you know that on that Friday, the kids get out early, right? Because that's a special day. And you also know that many parties happen and things of that nature. But as you begin to plan your parties on the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 19th, the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, but not December 18th. Come on. That is the big talent show, and I need you there. So plan all of that, all right, before or after the 18th, because I would like to see all of you there, all right? Now then, let's see what we've missed. So we have the Big Jingle Talent Show. I gave you all of the websites. And so my last thing is I want you to just stay encouraged. I want you to continue to pray unto God, because we serve a good God. We serve a living God. And all of those things that you ask for, just know that God is going to deliver, okay? But as I said before, every Monday when we go through this process, right, make sure that you're asking for things that you can handle, because God is going to give it. God is going to give everything you ask for. And that's a promise, because God promised that. If you don't believe me, pray for it and watch. Amen? God's going to give it in his timing. Pray for it and watch. Thank God in advance. All right? Come back on tomorrow, as we're going to have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. I'm in the process right now of setting up interviews. We've been busy with the ministry, praise God, and speaking gigs and getting ready for the talent show. But I'm going to set up times in which these lovely people from NBC, and we have gospel artists, we have publicists, we have media, we have everybody who wants to be connected with the Love of Jesus ministry, and we want to be connected with them as well. Amen? And I'm going to meet more people. But we're going to have some great individuals, authors and writers, who will come on this particular ministry and share with you what God has given unto them. And we all learn together through asking questions and through sharing. Amen? Amen. So on tomorrow, God's will, please come back to the Africa Love Show, to the Love of Jesus ministry. And we're going to have our top 15 Billboard countdown starting at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to have it posted starting at 9 o'clock, okay? So I really thank you guys for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, our Free to Love Talk Show. And be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves. And goodbye, everybody. And this is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Oh yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.